How y'all doing tonight? A couple weeks ago, I was out at the Republican convention in Philadelphia. And why was I there? Because I was raising my voice on behalf of Mumia Abu-Jamal, on behalf of all prisoners in this country, in favor of education, in favor of economic justice and housing justice in this country. And I thought, why not go to the belly of the beast if I'm going to try to raise some noise? Pardon? Tomorrow we're going out to Los Angeles to play outside of the Staples Center for the Democratic Convention. And when you watch the news, or if you tune in, or if you have friends who are out there who are reporting on what's going on, there's a lot of police brutality that's taking place out in the streets. There's tens of thousands of people who are out in the streets who are peaceful protesters, and there's a few people who are out there throwing a few things at the police who probably been planted there by the cops, who knows. But it's frustrating for us at times when we mobilize and we finally get a lot of people to come out, and then the press just disses us or ignores us altogether. It really makes us think about what strategies that we have at our disposal in order to get our voice out there. We did a show with the Indigo Girls recently up in Seattle. And there was this group of people who were out in front of the event. They were protesting. They had these signs on, and they were very radical right-wing Christian fundamentalists, and their signs said, "Faggots and dykes and queers, y'all going to hell," and stuff. And so I went out in front of the gig, and I confronted them. And I asked them why you chose this specific day and this specific place to make this type of protest. And they said, "Because we heard that there was going to be some dykes on stage." And I said, "Well, my band is opening, so I guess that makes me one of them dykes." And I asked him, I said, "How long have you been doing this type of work?" He said, he's been doing it for 6 years. And I said, "Is your aim to try to help people or what?" He said, "It's to give people a warning that they're going to go to hell if they don't change their ways." And I said, "Well, are you doing this out of love and compassion for them, or are you doing this out of hatred towards them?" And he thought about it for a minute. He said, I'm doing it out of love and compassion for them." And I said, "Well, how many people have you converted over the 6 years you've been doing this?" He said, "A couple." And I thought, well, maybe you should change your tactics. Rather than yelling hatred things at people through a bullhorn in their face, maybe you should try another method. And I think the same thing goes for us as we're protesting and raising our voices, that there comes a time when we have to say, what is our vision that we have? Because if we believe that we're going to be victorious in our vision, then what does our victory look like? Does it look like a place where we are dumping trash cans and setting fire to stuff? Or does it look like a place where we're communicating and through critical mass we're able to make real sweeping changes in this country? I feel like going out there and burning and looting. That's how I feel in my heart. But I recognize that as a group of people, if we're going to be successful, we have to make a decision. If we're going to go out there with the tactics of armed warfare, then we need to go off into the woods like a white militia group and train in armed warfare. And if we're going to go out there with peaceful tactics in mind, then we have to train in our hearts that we are going to act in a peaceful way so that we can bring people to our ideas and we can share these ideas from a place of compassion and not just a place of hatred. Just try to remember when you see all this stuff that you're not alone and that we're all in this together and that there's goodness out there. And it's hard sometimes to remember that, but please just try to stay human and try to remember that.
We don't mind winning all the time. But if you want us to sacrifice, you will not get it without a price. We don't mind. See, we've been doing it all the time. But if you want us to sacrifice, you've got to give something back to life. You think I'm vulnerable to your pressure tactics, because I shed a tear, because I shed a tear. You think I'm vulnerable to your violence, just because I'm sitting here, because I'm sitting here. But my babies came into this world, y'all, without a single fear. Said they had no fear, because the seven generations before me, they all fought to get us here. They fought to get us here. But I said, we don't mind. All the time. But if you want us to sacrifice, you will not get it without a price. And I said, we don't mind. See, we've been doing it all the time. But if you want us to sacrifice, you've got to give something back to life.
Everybody, come on now. Coming here like that no more, to snatch up our childhood. You can't just walk on up and replace it, yo, with your Hollywood. What I've seen, I how all of the words to say, you take and misconstrue, and I'm prepared now to suffer the penalties for speaking the truth.
Get it without a price.
And I said,
we don't mind. See, we've been doing it all the time. But if you want us to sacrifice, you've got to give something back to life.
Everybody, come on now. Say,
vivo. If you hear me now, I want you to say, na, 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 na. Vivo. If you hear me now, I want you to say,
to give something back to life. Thanks, y'all. Sing along if you can.
But if you want us to sacrifice, you will not get it without a price. We don't mind. See, we've been doing it all the time. But if you want us to sacrifice,
got to give something back to life. Thanks, y'all. Y'all sound great.